Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. What we do every week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is we talk through our Bible reading plan for the year. If you want to join us in that, you can go to firstfamily.church/resources. And every week I bring on someone from our staff or our leadership to talk through our week's reading to encourage you and challenge you as you read through your Bible. So this week I got Pastor Todd with us on the podcast. Excited to have him back on the podcast. So welcome back, Todd. Good to have you.
Thank you. Welcome back. First time on the video portion.
Yeah, right.
Though.
Yep.
I've always been audio, which I probably prefer, to be honest with you.
You get on video enough on Sundays,
yeah.
So.
Amen to that.
So Todd, week 38, what stood out to you from this week's reading?
So we're on the New Testament reading plan, and so 2 Corinthians 3 really stood out to me, and I think three words that I thought were, they were in the text, maybe not in this singular form, but he does talk about his competence, but he doesn't rely on that. This is the Apostle Paul. It's almost as if he's kind of reviewing his resume, kind of making a case for his ministry, but he doesn't revert or rely on his competence. He kind of says, that's not what you should think about. But he does show a lot of confidence. So I think two words I want to start with are competence. Like, that's not what we should rely on. We should have confidence, but that confidence should be in Christ. And what I thought was the most intriguing, Tanner, was this. It's Christ's work in the lives of others that really gave Paul confidence. Not to brag or boast, but to say, hey, our ministry's legit. Like, this is truly of the Spirit's work, because look at the lives of people. He says in there, doesn't he, that you are our letters. And so I just was really motivated and humbled by this fact. Our confidence is not in ourselves. We don't rely on our competence. We don't want to compare ourselves either. That's in there. Instead, we do have confidence in Christ's work to change people's lives. When we see that, that's when we say, look at the power of God in the ministry of the Word and the Spirit to others.
Yeah, I think that turns things upside down of what probably the world says, or where our natural inclination is. Our natural inclination is, I am competent and I am confident in my own whatever. True. And Christ is kind of Paul's kind of saying, that's not how the Christian should operate. That's not how the church should operate. It's kind of interesting reversal of what probably what we're tend towards, or what our tendency is.
Yeah. I wrote some notes down just in thinking through that. No human competence. You're right. No human confidence. But we do have Christian confidence, or we could say Christ-centered confidence.
Sure.
You're right. So I don't know how to go about all those steps. I don't know all the tactics or strategies, except to say this. I'm going to look for the work of God in people's lives. And when I see that, man, I want to be sure to highlight that in the right way, note that. Because I think that's like proof that the gospel works.
Yeah. That's a good reminder for me, but for all of us. Just, I think I heard it, I don't know where I heard it, but somebody phrased it, identifying grace in others. I don't remember exactly what the context was, but like keeping your eyes out for where you see God working in other people, and then just being very quick, having your loose lips to say those things.
Loose lips.
Yeah.
In the right sense.
Good,
man. Yeah.
And I don't think I'm like inherently wired this way. Maybe probably few people are, but like being quick to see other people's where God's working and saying that, and not holding back a edifying word or encouraging word. Because I think sometimes we get caught in the world of, you probably agree with this, we get caught in the world of like, well, if I say this thing or do this thing, it could be uncomfortable socially. So instead of like having a serious moment with someone, we're much quicker or easier to talk about the Iowa State game, or to talk about whatever, your cars or whatever. We need to get over that.
We do.
Number one. And number two, this is a good reminder for me, is get over that and listen to the Spirit's prompting. Like if you're seeing someone that's growing, that God's working in them, leaning into that quickly and saying, yep, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say like, hey man, it's been really cool to see how you have changed in this way, or you've grown in this way, instead of being like, I don't want to make it weird. Right. It could be uncomfortable. What's the person going to say to that? Like, instead of just saying, you know what? Spirit's prompting me. I'm noticing this thing. I'm going to say it.
Yeah. Like a word of affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I found is that when you take that risk, we'll call it, based on what you said, that relationship doesn't get weirder. It gets deeper. Because people, let's just be frank, people enjoy affirmation. And especially when it's Christ-centered. They won't puff up. They'll realize, wow, the Lord is working. Often what you recognize, maybe they haven't being seen. Sometimes we're slow to see our own growth.
Yeah.
And when you verbalize it, man, you deepen
right.
that relationship and you motivate them, I think, to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, one person I've seen this in, this happened Sunday night at our Fresh Encounter, Jamie Montgomery. He just prayed out loud twice.
Yeah.
And the minute he began praying, my mind went to the very first weeks he showed up
yeah.
at the invitation of Kyle. Remember,
yep.
as a
yep.
lost person, just curious about the gospel because of what he'd seen in Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And for months, he just listened and absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
He became a Christian, was baptized. I think he's in your small group
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah, yes.
So and now to see him at a Fresh Encounter embracing yeah. prayer,
yeah.
pleading with God for more power. I mean,
yeah.
what a great story yeah. of the gospel's work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's easy to, it's those ones are like easy to, like, of course we should like talk about those mm-hmm. things and build those people up. But I think there also it can be something to be said for building people up that maybe haven't had as dramatic of a, because some people, like, you know, they have been plodding along, nothing wrong. You talked about plodding before,
yes.
like just be in your word, be in the word, be in prayer, like do what you need to do that God's calling you to do and God will grow you. But I think we, like you were saying, we're slow to see ourselves grow. I think how many people in our current lives could use a word of encouragement like, hey, I have seen you grow. I've seen you grow in the last 3, 4, 5 years. Instead of, you know, like it may not be this drastic turnaround, but hey, I've seen you be more patient with your and more kind in your words to your wife. I've seen you've grown in your Bible
That's
reading.
Good.
You're doing way better than you were a year ago when you joined our small group. It may not be some drastic thing, but that probably will make that person's day, will build that person up. And like you originally said, well, it speaks to 2 Corinthians 3. So I think that like all those things speak to like we need to be very quick to build other people up. Like I'm that's not how I'm wired. So I feel like I have to continually remind myself like, oh, I need to listen. I need to obey right there, right in that moment. Instead of, it could be weird or like, I don't know.
Analyze your way out of it.
Yeah, analyze your way out of it. Yep, 100%.
Can I throw another C word on the
yeah,
table?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not take credit. Because that usually looks like we're trying to show our competence
mm-hmm.
or that we have human confidence. But man, let's give credit to Christ. I think that's when the right kind of competence is seen, not in us, but in what the Lord does through mm-hmm. his word. So yeah, just some C words there. And if I can just add this as well,
yeah.
I think men who are listening today and watching today, I'd encourage you to practice this with your wife. And maybe I should say spouses, but
yeah.
we're around them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we should at least seek to encourage the most.
Mm-hmm.
And your marriage will grow deeply if you'll spot the little ways your spouse is growing. And it will really help. It'll be like fuel to the fire. I want to
yeah.
keep growing.
Yeah.
So do it what you've been saying
yeah.
to your spouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good word. I think it's easy to direct these towards people people you have a discipleship relationship
mm-hmm.
to and overlook the person that's closest to you.
And that's who we pick apart the most
yep.
is our spouse. Let's
yep.
be honest. We can find everything wrong.
Yep.
What if we turned the tables on that and just found the little ways that Christ was working in them? Man,
okay.
that'd make us closer. Another C word
yep.
for you.
There you go. yeah. Yeah. That could just drastically improve some marriages
yeah.
that other people are listening to this and my own. That's a word I need too. So Todd, appreciate your word. I appreciate your 4 C words.
Thank
or
you.
3 C words. Appreciate
well,
you being on the podcast.
More.
Yeah.
I love alliteration.
Oh, we know that, Todd. Great to have you on the podcast, Todd, and we'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.